Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. We are in our operations area where we continue to keep an eye on Hurricane Barry. 75-mile-an-hour winds, and the update is 1 o'clock Eastern time and 12 o'clock noon Central time. Here's the latest information that we do have on the hurricane. You know, it's not exactly what you would see when you look up a hurricane in a textbook. That's why we need to talk about it a little bit. The center of the hurricane over here, close to Marsh Island, partially over land, partially over the Gulf. But notice that the precipitation doesn't wrap around the center, so it's not exactly what you would normally see, but I can tell you the winds are there. We've got measurements on the ground, and the hurricane hunters have been in there. So hurricane force winds, and already getting some reports of some of that damage. So this is the center, very strong winds. But not only that, we also have some of that Gulf moisture that we've been talking about for a few days that is really starting to move its way into southeast Louisiana, seeing some of those strong rain bands go through Washington Parish, St. Tammany Parish, just north of Lake Pontchartrain there. So pretty heavy tropical rains. And look at these rain bands. I mean, they have just all day today we've been talking about those rain bands. The storms themselves moving fairly quickly, but if you think about it over time on this radar depiction here, it's just the same place. Over and over, these storms run over the same area. So that means the rain totals are starting to add up, and there could be some flooding problems in some of these areas. For the rest of Louisiana, there's still some moisture on the way. If it's not raining yet, it's still yet to come. If you look at this satellite, the infrared image that we have over the Gulf of Mexico, you can see just the intense amount of moisture that we have. This is really the cloud tops looking at temperature. So some of these colors indicating some of the cold temperatures, very high tops indicating a lot of moisture. This is a lot of moisture, and it's on the way. It's moving northward. And with time, if you think about it, you can actually see very closely it's actually moving towards the north. So that's on the way. So if some areas, if you haven't seen the rain, it is still on the way, and it's slow. We got a slow movement. The forecast hasn't changed much with this slow movement. Each one of these points represents a forecast point. And look how slow. I mean, this is just, by Monday morning, we're in Arkansas, and even by Tuesday in Missouri. So it's a very slow moving storm. So the impact's not just inside the cone. You got a lot of rainfall right along and to the east side or the right side of the storm, providing some of that rainfall that could cause some flooding. This is tropical storm force winds. Notice how large that area is, and that's well outside the cone. And a small area right here of the hurricane force winds, but very potent and damaging. So saturate the soil, and all of a sudden you can knock down trees and power lines and have a lot of power outages. So this is the rainfall forecast, still an intense amount of rain. We try to focus on the amounts, and we really need to think of it more of as a large area of water moving northward, because some of these rainfall totals, 10 to 15 inches of rain, and these orange areas here, this is 6 to 10 inches of rain, stretching well into Mississippi, into Arkansas, even Tennessee with time. So not just a along the coast, it's a problem well inland. And the storm surge, we've been talking about the dangers of the storm surge, and we've been measuring some of those tide gauges and the water getting up there in a lot of areas and covering some of the roads. Very dangerous situation. 3 to 5 foot around Lake Pontchartrain. We've got some indications of some flooding right along the lakefront there. And 4.5 feet, we got a call and talking about some of the water there in the storm surge, 3 to 5 possible on the Mississippi coast, and all on the Louisiana coast, the potential of 3 to 6 foot of storm surge. So we're watching real close, getting the latest updates, and we'll get those to you as soon as we can. So this is the latest information on Hurricane Barry from the National Hurricane Center.